Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. In the last week of May, several agencies, including DOD, NASA, GSA, and DOE, all issued notices in the Federal Register seeking requests for public input concerning certain regulatory burdens and whether they might be eliminated. For those wishing to participate in regulatory reform, these comment periods may be a low-effort way to have your voices heard. The Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, known as OFCCP, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission are developing plans to merge the organizations by the end of 2018. Specifically, OFCCP is expected to be merged into the EEOC. We'll be watching that carefully. David, over to you.
Thank you, Peter. Continuing the Trump administration's focus on fraud, waste, and abuse, sometimes called FWA, Veterans Affairs Secretary Dr. David Shulkin announced a program to consolidate fraud detection, prevention, and remediation efforts in VA-administered programs. The program, which of course has to have a fancy name, it's called Seek to Prevent Fraud, Waste, and Abuse, or STOP FWA, consolidates fraud prevention and remediation efforts within VA health, benefits, and cemeteries programs, and is expected to partner with other federal agencies to leverage best practices in fraud prevention, detection, and enforcement. Information sharing among fraud detection and remediation programs has accelerated in recent years across the government, and contractors are well served to consider a holistic approach to investigating and, if needed, disclosing misconduct because it's increasingly likely that multiple government stakeholders will be interested in the outcome. On May 23rd, the White House released its budget for the federal government for fiscal year 2018. Among other things, the budget includes increases for DOD and the Department of Homeland Security, with aims to modernize both departments' information technology systems and aid their missions in national security and immigration enforcement. The budget also includes new spending priorities, included but not limited to cybersecurity, and emphasizes the administration's focus on the identification and elimination of unnecessary regulatory burdens as cost savings. Peter, back to you.
All right, we turn to a Court of Federal Claims matter. So in Horn & Associates v. United States, the Court of Federal Claims ruled in favor of Horn & Associates after a long-running contract dispute, finding that NASA breached its contract with Horn & Associates, where NASA's conduct was inappropriate and improper throughout the life of the contract and during post-contract discussions. For one example, while the court concluded that NASA did not act in bad faith, NASA nevertheless failed to properly consider or timely review the company's claims, therefore failed to act in good faith. NASA also showed a lack of willingness to interact with the company as required under the contract, materially impacting contractor performance.
Bringing us home, this has been the Fastest 5 Minutes brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. If you have questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and I can be reached at 202-624-2627. Have a great day.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.